Welcome to this fourth annual conference of the WTS program. As we all know, this program was launched in 2010 and will reach the end of its four-year lifespan in December this year. So this fourth conference will be the last one under the existing program. The WTO chairs program will continue to exist, but with a different format. Let me go back to the essential, which is the objective of this program, which is to enhance knowledge and understanding of the trading system among academics, among citizens, but also among policymakers in developing countries, by stimulating teaching, research, public debate on international trade and trade cooperation at the level of tertiary education and research institutions. So that's, in a nutshell, the mission statement. Now, with these objectives in mind, the WTO Chairs Program has provided funding to 15 academic WTO chairs in developing countries over this period of 4 years. It has also provided chairs with access to WTO material and to WTO expertise in the context of events like the annual conference or the recent global review on the aid for trade. The WTO has also provided chairs with an opportunity to present their work to the Geneva-based policy community. And in addition to that, the WTO chairs program has allowed for networking and collaboration among chairs. My own evaluation is that since its launch, the WTO Chairs Program has produced a significant output. First, under the component of curriculum development, resources have been used to strengthen existing courses on international trade and also to develop new trade and WTO programs or courses. Textbooks have been written with the help of the chair's resources and WTO reference and information centers have been created. In many cases, students from across the region in which individual chairs are based have been able to benefit from the courses and, of course, material which has been developed under the program. So that's for the curriculum development. As far as research is concerned, 36 journal articles, 20 books have been published in addition to approximately 150 research papers. A new journal entirely dedicated to trade and WTO-related issues has been created in Latin America under the auspices of this program. And if I look at the third component, which is outreach, and which in our view is a main component, because the knowledge developed under the research and capacity building elements of the program should ideally find its way into the trade policy community and more generally be accessible to national and regional stakeholders. On this account, 60 seminars, 27 conferences, 24 workshops, 13 roundtables have been organized. Chairs have worked with government agencies, private and public sector companies, and also with other international organizations than WTO. So overall, the work accomplished since these programs' inception have been impressive. Not all have been perfect, though. Some individual chairs have encountered difficulties in delivery. The program's management and monitoring structure has not always run smoothly. It has also undergone changes to which chairs needed to adjust. But I believe that the experience gained during the past years will form a useful basis on which to build the next round of the WTO chairs program. Given the tighter budgetary environment within which we now operate in WTO, we've decided to halve the number of new chairs to be funded through the program, but we have not decided to renounce to our original ambition of building a strong network of universities in developing countries. Existing funding for current chairs will be discontinued, but we want, in fact, we need them to remain very closely involved within the program. And we very much hope that the chairs present today will continue to play an active role in this network, a network which, in fact, we would like to strengthen. We will find a way to allow them to continue using the chair's logo. They will continue to have access to e-training modules and to WTO counterparts, and they will be able to use the World Trade Chair Program website to disseminate their work and participate in relevant regional and global events organized by the WTO. So I hope that the discussions over the coming days will contribute to elaborating some of the details of this future collaboration and how to make best use of the remaining 6 months and the remaining resources of this first round of this WTO chairs program. Many of you are already aware of one of the World Chairs Program projects for the final phase of 2013. We would like to work with chairs on an edited volume that focuses on the themes which were developed in the Aid for Trade side events which the program organized, and also on the themes which will be discussed on this first day of the annual conference. Ideally, this program will be published by the end of this year. A volume containing contributions by most, if not all, chairs would, we think, contribute to strengthening the programs and the chairs' visibility at the global level. And it would also be a vehicle to channel findings from chairs' research into the global policy debate. And I hope that the discussions during this week in Geneva will give authors ample material to revise their chapters for publication. We would also welcome any idea from the advisory board, from the chairs, and from WTO counterparts on how best to design the extension of the program for the new cycle. In the thematic discussions tomorrow, you will be asked to give your views on aspects of the program that might be improved. There's probably, in my view, for instance, room for improving the visibility of research produced under this program. It may be possible to create more synergies between work done on curriculum development activities by chairs and work done at the WTO Secretariat. For monitoring purposes, we would like to receive more information about the nature, the impact of your outreach activities, especially those involving policy makers. I repeat, one of the main objectives of this program is that what is done at academic level percolates into the world of policy, trade policy making. The contributions of advisory board members, of chairs, of WTO counterparts present here today have obviously contributed to shaping this first round of the program. Your work during today and tomorrow will contribute greatly to shaping the next phase. So it's not just reporting, it's not just exchanging, it's also putting on the table what you believe should be taken as a lesson from this first cycle to get to a smaller but more efficient second phase of 4 years. So let me thank you in advance for your inputs. Hope that this and, I believe, future annual conferences of this kind will provide the platform for fruitful discussions and collaboration. And, of course, this is one of our initiatives, which I will discuss during the time I'm educating my successor to a number of activities we have in the Secretariat, and I'm sure that, again, building on what we've done, improving it, the next cycle will begin under good auspices. So thanks for your attention, and again, please don't hesitate to speak your mind. Input the discussions, this material, which we will gather today and tomorrow, including with informal discussions, will be a crucial element for the next phase. Thanks for your attention.